Exodus chapter 36, Father, sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Exodus chapter 36, verse 1, and we're going to go through these final five chapters pretty quickly here today. Verse 1, then wrought Bezalel, Eiel, and Aholiab, and every wise-hearted man, in whom the Lord put wisdom and understanding to know how to work all manner of work for the service of the sanctuary, according to all that the Lord had commanded. And so God raised up people with many different skills, and they put them to use for him. You know, the word ministry means service. Our ministry is whatever we do at work, at home, or anywhere in order to please God. It becomes a ministry. Verse 2. And Moses called Bezalel, Eiel, and Aholiab, and every wise-hearted man in whose heart the Lord had put wisdom, even everyone whose heart stirred him up to come to the work to do it, like the women who served and the people who gave. And these men rolled up their sleeves and got to work for the Lord. They worked because they wanted to do something for God. 3. And they received of Moses all the offering which the children of Israel had brought for the work of the service of the sanctuary to make it with. And they brought yet to him free offerings every morning. And all the wise men that wrought all the work of the sanctuary came every man from his work which they made. And they spoke to Moses, saying, the people bring much more than enough for the service of the work which the Lord commanded to make. You know, people were giving like crazy. They were giving in abundance, whatever they had. Spirituality shows itself in very practical ways. And we see it right here. The people are working and giving. And at least at this point anyway, it's because they care about God. And I bet you they're having a great time doing it also. When a spiritually healthy Christian discovers something that God wants, they want to do it. It's a joy to give to the Lord if you can do that. It's a joy to work for the Lord. It's a good feeling to do something for God, who's been so good to us by sending his Son to die on the cross and pay for our sins. It's so good. It's so much fun to do anything nice for Jesus, anything that pleases him. If you're a genuine Christian, you want to do that. 6. And Moses gave commandment, and they caused it to be proclaimed throughout the camp, saying, let neither man nor woman make any more work for the offering of the sanctuary. So the people were restrained from bringing. Boy, how'd you like to pastor a church like that, where you had to tell the people to back off? Please, no more offerings. I wouldn't. I'd just use it to buy more airtime. Verse 7. For the stuff they had was sufficient for all the work to make it, and too much. And so that's just wonderful. You know, the Bible says in the book of Philippians, whatever we do should be done with all of our heart as unto God. And these people had to be restrained from giving and doing for God. They were doing so much. But, you know, they didn't need any more materials for the project at hand. Now, chapters 37, the rest of chapter 36, the chapters 37, 38, 39, and 40, up until verse 33, talks about the construction of the tabernacle and the priest's garments. So we're not going to read all of those verses. Instead, we're going to go down to chapter 40, verse 34, and pick it up right there, and finish the book of Exodus. Let's actually begin reading verse 33. And he reared up the court round about the tabernacle and the altar and set up the hanging of the court gate. So Moses finished the work. It's done. Tabernacle is completed. Verse 34. Then a cloud covered the tent of the congregation, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. So God gave Israel the blueprint for the tabernacle, and they built it according to specs. And when it was done, God entered it, thus giving that tabernacle and all of their work his stamp of approval. They did it right, and God is pleased. And when we do things God's way, he's going to be pleased with us. And from this point on, that tabernacle became his throne room in Old Testament days and the place from which he ruled Israel. Because remember, he is their king. Verse 35. And Moses was not able to enter into the tent of the congregation because the cloud abode thereon, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. God's presence was so dazzling, so bright, that Moses couldn't even enter the place. And this just goes to show that even the greatest men of God, even a Moses, are not good enough to enter the presence of God without a Savior by their side. 36. And when the cloud was taken up from over the tabernacle, the children of Israel went onward in all their journeys. But if the cloud were not taken up, then they journeyed not till the day that it was taken up. The Israelites followed God. The Israelites did not form a committee to decide when they should break camp. They waited for God to direct them. When he moved, they moved. Verse 38. For the cloud of the Lord was upon the tabernacle by day, and fire was on it by night in the sight of all the house of Israel throughout all their journeys. Never again would the Israelites have to ask, is God among us or not? They had asked that question. They won't have to ask that anymore. All they had to do was look toward the tabernacle, and they would see him. The next book, Leviticus, it's about the holiness of God and his requirements for fellowship with him.